they go hoorahing each other. They,
you black son of a
bitch. They just carrying on, having the best fun, calling each other bad names. And they think it's funny, and it's all right. They don't get mad, it doesn't make it, they're just making a lot of racket. And nobody, they don't take offense to each other. But if a white person calls them that, that's fighting words to them. They prefer to be called blacks. And it was hard to realize that. Because to me, it looked like it would be more sensible to call them a Negro. After all, that's a Latin word for black. And it's not black, but I mean, it sounds like it. That would be the proper way, but they don't want to be called blacks.
Have you ever heard any names for colored people who've had particularly light colored skin?
Well, mulattoes for one thing. That is half and half of mulattoes, and quadroons would be quarter. It'd be a quarter black, and an octoroon is about an eighth black.
That around here,
but not so much as you used to, because we call them all black bastards.
You know, the situation that you were describing yesterday in Texas A&M was surprising. You found a lot of them.
Well, I expected, just tell you the truth, I expected what? I don't know now. I'm not in as well circulating as I used to be when I was younger. When I was younger, I know more of what's going on than what I know now. The main time I'm around both the blacks and the whites is at the window. And I don't find out what I find out. But it used to be the thing that these white men give these nigger women a bit. And they used to, some of them keep nigger women up. The Jews were special bad about it.
Really?
They sure were. They were special bad. And some of these other white men, so far as that was concerned. And they would, they'd keep these niggers up, and they all had light-skinned children. And they, I don't know whether that kind of business goes on so much or not now. The ones that I know, of course, I'm 69, so I don't know folks my age, sure to go. And now whether the young ones do or not, I don't know.
Well, now we just gone through it. He knew the father when he said the tree.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, old Tom Thurman. But he had white ones as well as we were able to tell. Because old Thomas Jefferson did.
Yeah,
Thomas Jefferson supposed to had a black mistress.
I understand Ben Franklin told you while those himself.
I think he did. I think Benjamin Franklin got out tomorrow. And as I say, a fellow couldn't be a Southern gentleman, but he'd been out and figured out.
Well, I imagine it was real convenient back then, what was the plantations?
Really wasn't any problem to it. I'd see some colored girl, and that's all there was to it, just put down propositions. They were usually willing. I don't know, I had never quite figured out what the deal is. It was my opinion that black women didn't object to it. But I don't know. Now, you hear nowadays, maybe they do object. I don't know.